Well, Tucker, probably disappointing for you not to get a chance to be a part of things down the stretch, but certainly a big part of things as the team got on a roll in the second half of the year. And what did it mean to be a part of that experience?
Yeah, it was great to be with the team on that run. Like you said, unfortunately, couldn't make it out there for the last stretch there, last few games. But it was exciting to be part of post-Christmas, the run we went on.
Challenging year for the hockey club and for you personally. We'll talk about the team first. The bumps in the road in the first half of the year seemed to set the stage for the success in the second half. Can you explain the turnaround?
Yeah, when we got back from Christmas, we had a team meeting, and Coach called us in and said, you know, I think we got the group to do it. You know, we've had some unfortunate things happen, and things haven't gone our way. But if we kind of come together as a team, I think we can go on a run. And we went on a pretty good one and just came up short.
Yeah, interestingly, for you personally, you had a long injury absence, but were able to come back and maybe play the best hockey you've played as a professional. What did it mean to you to be able to hit that stretch and find that growth in your game?
Yeah, it was a couple. It was a long 2 months or whatever it was, seven weeks or so. But to come back and then be a part of this group was pretty fun to be with, and we're winning games, and I just enjoyed it a lot, and it was fun to be playing hockey again.
And on a personal level, how'd you feel about where you got to with your game?
Personal level, I think I was doing some good things. Probably reflect on it over the next couple more weeks here and digest a little bit, but there's some good things I was happy with.
How tough is it to see this group break up at this point and not be able to play playoff games, given the way they were able to win 39 games as a team, the second most in the division?
Yeah, it stings every lots of years end this way, and you know, you just gotta enjoy it and remember it and come back next year ready to go.
Injury wise, how close are you to being able to be healthy and to get active again?
I don't know. We'll see here. There's and the Moose aren't playing here, so it's kind of a little bit on the back burner, but maybe a couple more weeks.
This has been a really, like, I was considering what the injury stuff that you've been through this year, how tough was it psychologically for you this year?
You know, there were some tough times for sure. This one kind of stung the first couple days, kind of big letdown with the way things were going. Earlier injury, that was just kind of long and kind of frustrating because I was very close for a long time, and it was just kind of last 10%, you know,
right,
to get over the hump there to feel good enough to play. But it was good. The teammates and the staff here were great, helped me out. Being close to home, I stuck home a few times, which helped to see family and friends and things like that. So, yeah, it was challenging, but I think I grew from it and found a way to play some good hockey when I was out there.
When did you hurt the ankle?
End of March, roughly, something like that.
So do you have a good timeline on what it's going to need to rehab?
Maybe a few more weeks. It really depends. It's kind of just how it heals.
How did your brother's season end?
They ended a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make the tournament, I don't believe, but they're talking with him. He's staying back in college, and he's excited for next year. And he's a senior next year, and he's excited. And I know a lot of the guys still on the team that were there when I was there, so they're excited to make a run next year.
Tucker, how do you feel about your growth personally from last summer to where you are this year? I mean, Coach Vincent talked about you pretty much on a nightly basis, how reliant he was on you throughout the year. So just how do you feel about your growth overall?
Yeah, you know, this year when I was out there, played a lot of minutes, and you know, you get put in pressure situations, you get put in you know, all situations, power play, PK, 5-on-5, and you either kind of grow or you don't perform. You kind of do one or the other. So I think I got to learn from a lot of that and a lot of that ice time.
Is there something you can reflect back on in a moment from the season that was, you know, unique or something that was a positive that you can look back on and say, well, I really enjoyed that aspect of the season?
Well, just in general, that run we went on, the whole team kind of came together and we kind of playing off each other, and there was a good vibe in the room, and that, in a nutshell, that was it. I, you know, you kind of get emotionally into it, and that kind of helps up your game and kind of elevates things a little bit.